starts to rain, it begins to pour. Without an umbrella, we're soaked to the skin. I feel a shiver run up my spine. I feel the warmth of her hand in mine. Ooh, I hear laughter in the rain.
Warm. How about that, Mike Wiggins? Good morning. This is Pep Talk with Meg on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. 850-437-1620, and it's Tuesday. That means it's the Garden Line. It's raining. I had to play a little Neil Sedaka, Laughter in the Rain, for you, Mike.
You caught me singing.
I know, he was singing. I was like, do I turn up the mic or not?
No, nobody needs to hear that. That's great.
Neil. It's been a while since I heard that song, but I thought of it this morning as I was driving
perfect.
In.
Perfect.
So are you?
Oh, I'm doing just great. Thank you. But Meg, this rain is wonderful, just absolutely wonderful. 5 inches, maybe a little much.
Mm-hmm.
Could be a little bit of a little flooding here and there, which takes us to everybody, all our Garden Line listeners. Well, everybody, but the folks listening, be careful out there. You know what? What's the old saying? Turn around, don't drown.
I'm so amazed when people drive through something. Just don't do it.
Just don't do it. Turn around and go right, go find another way.
It's just
there.
Not worth it.
It's not. So be very careful out there. But this rain is really good. This is just the time of year where we've all, insofar as watering our lawn, we've turned off our system. Not for good, but obviously for the rest of the winter, we do it manually. You know, if it doesn't rain for 3 to 4 days and things, you know, look like they're drying out, turn it on. If it rains with these fronts coming through, turn it off. And it all depends really on where you live. You live in Gulf Breeze, you're going to have to water a little more frequently. You live in Milton, maybe a little less. It's really the soil up there holds a little more water. Gulf Breeze, nothing but sand. So,
well, hopefully this rain will be good because we have been dry for a while.
Oh, we've been in a drought.
So hopefully this is just
watering,
right.
But this is great. Sometimes you want it like this. And it may come down heavier later, but that slow, easy rain as opposed to a big thunderstorm. And
true, where it's really sudden, lots of rain too quick. But if it's sort of steady all day.
This is great. So any event, good. Now, you won't be able to get out today and do any gardening, so... I hope you're listening, everyone. Send us some texts with your questions. We would love to hear what you've got to say.
850-437-1620. Send a text in if you got a question for Mike in the Garden Line this morning. It's a good time to get the info because we've got some changes in the weather coming up, right, Mike?
Do we ever. It's going to get cool.
Right.
It's going to get cool. We're going to be in the 40s. It's going to feel like it's in the teens because of all the hot weather we've had this fall. But, yes, it's going to be going to be nice. A lot of people really love that cold weather. I'm not a cold weather guy.
Oh, that's why I live here. I am not a cold weather gal.
No. But this will be refreshing. It's going to be sunshine. The weekend's going to be pretty and lows in the 40s.
Sweater weather. You finally can break out those sweaters.
Got those sweaters.
The three sweaters.
Maybe you can wear that Christmas sweater.
That's it. Once a year, right?
Yeah, once a year, exactly. But you know, we talk about this cooler weather. Obviously, it's the time of year to have that. Well, I looked at my calendar and it just all kind of came together. You know, Thanksgiving is in 10 days.
Stop it.
Exactly.
And you know what?
You know what a lot of people do on Thanksgiving weekend?
What?
Buy Christmas trees.
Do you know I have so many friends that already have their trees up?
No.
Yes, this year, for some reason, people are getting into the spirit early.
Really?
Yes. What? I'm looking on Facebook, and so many people have their... I was at a friend's house yesterday. I said, you've got your tree... They were all decorated, lights out front, everything.
No kidding.
So I'm thinking I'm either way behind or my calendar's wrong or something. But I see it in the store. You can't help it because they're always months ahead.
It's been up since the 4th of July.
Right.
But yeah.
Thanksgiving weekend was usually when my family put the tree up.
That's usually when we go get a Christmas tree.
Yeah.
And we will do that again this year. But it just, all of a sudden, it seems here it is. Thanksgiving, Christmas, and cooler
Yeah, I think
weather.
It's 30-something days till Christmas.
No. I didn't count that.
Somebody posted that, too. I was like, I'm not ready.
Well, I'm not ready. Not even close. in any event, things have changed.
Okay.
Weather-wise, season-wise, and that is good. We do need to talk, though, about the temperature. It's going to go down into the 40s, which is fine. But keep in mind that it was December in 22, you know, when we hit the teens.
Oh, that's right.
The low 20s. Remember that?
Yes, I do.
It wasn't long. It only lasted a day or so. But it's something we have to remember to be ready insofar as frost protection of our plants. And a young lady by the name of Molly Jamerson has written an article. She's an extension agent, and it's kind of a fun article. She wrote all these misconceptions about protecting our plants from cold weather. And she listed three or four of them. One, and we talked about this last week.
A little bit.
She says it's all about covering the leaves.
Right. That's what I always thought.
That's false. Because that's the old, what we called last week, the lollipop effect.
Mm-hmm.
If you cover the leaves and leave the trunk exposed, you're not really doing much good. You really aren't. Because a lot of that heat is going to come up from the ground. So you need to cover not only the leaves, but the trunk, and then anchor it around that particular plant with bricks or stepping stones or whatever you have that's heavy. And so it's not all about covering the leaves. So that was her first misconception. Okay, her second misconception was that a plastic sheet works just as well as frost cloth. Now, let's back up. You can go to big box stores, garden centers, and buy this frost cloth.
Is that like a tarp?
It's just kind of like a tarp, exactly. It's medium weight, to be specific. It's about 1 to 1.5 ounces per square yard. You can see that on the label. Made of polyester fabric. It kind of breathes. And it will provide about, I think a lot of the experts will say 4 to 8 degrees of temperature protection. Doesn't sound like much, but...
But that could be a big difference between freezing and not freezing, right?
It's 20 degrees.
Yeah.
And this brings it back to 28 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's a good thing. So buy your frost cloth. I don't think it's too expensive, but in any event, that's what you need to do. And her second misconception was that a plastic sheet works just as well as a frost cloth. True or false?
I'm thinking false.
I'm thinking false.
By the look of your eye, I'm thinking false.
I'm thinking false, too. Exactly. Because it's non-breathable. It can trap that condensation in that plant. And I think one of the big problems with, and I've talked about this over the years, you cover it with plastic, and you may get some protection. But then if you don't take it off, that plastic that you've covered that plant with is going to act like a greenhouse. And literally could burn up that plant.
Kind of suffocate it in a way?
Yeah, that's kind of an exaggeration. But it really will do some damage if you do that. Okay. Her third misconception was that watering plants before a freeze doesn't help. False again. Watering does help. But she stresses in her article here that watering the soil around the plants is the best way to do it as opposed to watering the leaves and all of that. She has a couple more. Let's take a little break, and we'll come back to Molly's cold weather protection article.
That sounds good, Mike. You're listening to News Radio 92.3, Pep Talk with Meg on the Garden Line with Mike Wiggins. Informative, local, dependable. If you've got a question for Mike, text us at 850-437-1620. We'll be right back.
Flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out how this Thursday morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this Thursday morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Are you a business owner? Do you love sports? I bet your audience does too. What if I told you we could help you reach your audience while they're at a sporting event? Let ADX Digital help you connect to your audience. Call 850-262-6000 and build a digital campaign with us today. ADX Digital is locally owned and part of the ADX Communications family, inclusive of Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, and Pensacola's Playlist 94.5.
You're listening to the National Association of Broadcasters Marconi Award Media Market Station of the Year.
News Radio 92.3.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. This is Meg with Pep Talk on the Garden Line with Mike Wiggins. We got a bunch of texts coming in.
Great. Thank you.
So Steve sent a picture, and it was a beautiful picture of what he had done thanks to your advice. The one that I showed, the first picture I showed you.
Oh, the yellow?
Yes, yes.
Cassius.
Yes, beautiful. So congratulations on that.
Beautiful. Thanks for the picture.
So I've got a bunch of questions. So
they're all over town, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Man, you can see them all over. They're just beautiful yellow blossoms this time of year. Yes.
All right, here we go. Good morning. We recently installed a flagstone path. I found dwarf mondo grass to plant in between the stones. Do you have any other suggestions for steppable plants that would do well in our area in the summer? The area is full sun with water from the irrigation system. Thank you for your help.
I like the miniature mondo grass.
Okay.
Miniature monkey grass is what it is. Very, very low growing. A lot of people use it in the way these folks have. That's a very good choice. Finding something that will put up with traffic is very difficult. I mean, there's not too many plants that you can do that. So I would stick with that one. I think they've made the right choice insofar as the miniature mondo grass, no doubt about it.
Okay, so that's the best choice.
Oh, I think it is. I don't think there's any question about it. You know, if you're putting down flagstones, you know, you can obviously put down rocks between them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's another way to do it. Not very comfortable if you're out of your swimming pool and you're barefooted,
right.
Walking on the rocks. But that's another way to do it. Yes, I think that's what I would do.
All right, got another question for you. This one is that they have two dogwoods in their yard, 3 years old, planted in the same area. One has never set buds, and the other blooms each year. So there's not really a question, but my guess would be, why is the other one not blooming, do you think?
I think that's
the question.
Yeah, and I think I've mentioned to you before, on the Garden Line and otherwise, one of the hardest questions that we have to answer is, why doesn't my plant bloom? You know, sometimes you just don't know. Now, here's what I think could be the possibility. There are different varieties of dogwoods.
Okay.
I mean, the white dogwood is called, the Latin name is Cornus Florida. That's the best for our area. But there are other white dogwoods. They grow really well a little further north. Matter of fact, a lot of the dogwoods that we bought over the years to sell came out of Tennessee. So you may have a different variety of dogwood, because if it's in the same spot insofar as sun shade is concerned, and the other ones are doing great, and this one's not, I'm going to say it's a variety situation.
Hmm.
Unless, and a big unless, there's something there that is different on the one that's not blooming. You can look for borers, you know, little beetles that burrow into the trunk of the tree. That can be a problem on a lot of our blooming trees. But I doubt if that's what this one is. I think it's a variety difference.
Hmm. Is there any kind of a nutrient or something that you could put at the base of the tree that might trigger the blooms?
Here's kind of a dumb response to that.
Well, it was kind of a dumb question.
It was a great question. What can I put on there to make it bloom? Well, I would say you've got two that are blooming, one that's not. Whatever you're putting on the two that are blooming, put it on the one that's not. That's about it. That's true.
People
at home are saying, what is that guy talking about? But seriously, you need to fertilize it in the spring, of course. Be sure we fertilize it all the way out to the drip line. A good blooming plant fertilizer, you can buy them everywhere, is a good choice to do that. I wouldn't fertilize it now, not here this time of year, and then go from there. But one other thing, I want to say one other thing about dogwoods. I'm really going back in time here, Meg, is that dogwoods were kind of quarantined from Florida years and years and years ago. They had some real disease problems coming out of the north and shipping here to Pensacola. So I don't think that's the problem, because that's a problem that was around years ago, but maybe it lingered.
Okay.
About the best we can do on that one. I wish we had a concrete answer, but I don't know.
All right, we've got another question that's just come in. This one's from Bob. Now, this makes me laugh because it says, Mike, good morning. I have three questions. The first question, can potted agave and small palms be left out during the winter? And then the second question, does my potted gardenia need to be trimmed back now? Thanks, Bob. But he left out the third question. So Bob sent us the third question.
Not really.
Well, sort of. Okay.
Really. He's got the palms. He's got the agave.
Okay. All right.
He did good.
All right.
Okay. You go first on the two plants insofar as cold weather is concerned.
Right. Potted agave and small palms.
Right. And of course, it depends a lot on what type of palm it is. However, I think you're going to be okay. But since they're both potted, why take a chance? Especially unless the pot's weighs 75 pounds, because I've got some palms myself that I have out on the patio, and I try to enlist my strong weightlifting grandchildren to come over and help me move them. But yeah, if you could put them, put them in the garage, put them in, in the house, in a sunroom or whatever, and just, you probably don't have to do it too many nights out of the year in Pensacola, but that's what I would do. Just don't take a chance. And if we are going down to 20 or below, I'm going to say 25 or below, I would move them for sure.
Okay.
I don't think a little frost is going to hurt them.
So then the other question is about his gardenia. Does that need to be trimmed back now?
I wouldn't trim it back now, no. What you don't want to do, of course, is to promote new growth. Because because you prune back a plant like a gardenia, and say we warm up, say we get into the mid-70s, maybe even up to 80, as we can do as we go to latter part of November and early part of December. And when you prune it, it's going to send out new growth. Then here comes the freeze, and it'll nip that new growth. I would not do it now. I'd wait until spring.
Thank you, Bob, for the questions. You're listening to The Garden Line on News Radio 92.3. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be back. If you've got more questions for Mike, 450-437-1620. We'll be back in a minute.
Finding a landscaper that will actually call you back? Check. Finding one that offers high-end designs complemented with 3D walkthrough designs and 2D renderings? Check. Finding a great landscaper that can also execute beautiful landscape and hardscape designs? Check. Finding one that knows how to erect outdoor pergolas, fences, patios, and kitchens? Check. Finding the right landscaper that also offers irrigation services? Check.
Hi, this is Paul with Blue Sky Landscapes. Call us today for a free quote and check out our work at blueskypensacola.com.
The Florida Department of Health in Escambia County works to protect, promote, and improve the health of the community and is always focusing on the importance of public health awareness and preparedness. For more information on resources to improve the health of your community, contact your local Escambia County Health Department online at escambiahealth.com or follow Escambia Health Department on X, formerly known as Twitter, at Healthy Escambia.
At Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola, they know you've heard of acupuncture, but what is it? Acupuncture is a time-tested holistic medicine that can help decrease pain and restore function. They treat patients suffering from chronic back pain, neuropathy, joint pain, arthritis, migraines, and so much more. They can also help with digestive disorders, infertility, anxiety, and depression. To learn more or schedule a consultation, visit awpensacola.com. Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola, where a healthier and happier you awaits.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked quite a bit about Morning Joe and Joe and Mika's announcement that they met with Trump after calling him the fascist to end all fascists or whatever. So interesting development. We also talked about the bickering between the county commission, particularly Mike Kohler in Escambia, and the Escambia Children's Trust over who should superintend these funds to help children. Talked with Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons about a traffic stop that led to a pretty big drug bust. You can catch all of these conversations at the podcast page, newsradio923.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. This is Meg with Pep Talk and the Garden Line with Mr. Mike Wiggins. And we did have a question from Lisa in Milton. Mike?
Before we go to Lisa.
Oh, okay.
I did want to elaborate a little bit about the gardenia.
Oh, good. Okay.
Next year, gardenias want to be pruned after they bloom. I don't want to prune that thing early spring and cut off all the blooms. So after they, it's like most plants, after they bloom, like azaleas, prune them after they bloom. That's a good rule of thumb.
So Lisa from Milton, I understand, is a regular on the Garden Line.
Lisa from Milton. And I don't even know what Lisa's going to say, but whatever she says, take it to the bank.
All right.
She knows what she's doing.
Well, she's got something to say here. She says, good morning. Time of the year to clean the greenhouse out.
Not much more I can say about that other than that is absolutely right. And if you've got a small greenhouse, then all the things we were talking about earlier about frost protection, you've got some of your problems solved because you've got the small greenhouse that you can protect from the colder weather. But to elaborate on what Lisa's saying, yeah, clean the greenhouse, but also let's get your lawnmower serviced during the winter. Let's get all the lawnmower blades sharpened. Check all your tools. And it's a good time to kind of organize yourself for the spring because, like we've talked about, Christmas is rushing on us.
Yes.
Springtime is right behind it. So you need to be ready. So thanks, Lisa. And Lisa, I will wish you a happy Thanksgiving. And thank you for calling the show. She always adds more to it.
She's got some good advice for us.
Oh, yeah.
That's great.
Oh, I do want to mention, I got a text from Catherine.
Oh, okay.
Talk about a good friend of the show. Catherine is wonderful. The Pensacola Camellia Club is going to be selling camellias at St. Christopher's Church. That's 3200 North 12th. It's kind of right across the street from Cactus Flower. If you're one of my favorite restaurants.
Yes, right. Me too.
Right on 12th. I'm going to be 9 to 4. Now, these are not just small little twig camellias in a pot. These are camellias that in many cases are in 2 to 3 gallon pots. I don't know that, but as a rule, that's what they normally sell. First quality camellias. And also, when you buy a camellia from the Pensacola Camellia Club, you also buy advice. Well, the advice is free. You pay for the camellia.
When is the sale?
The sale is Friday, December the 6th.
That'd be a great Christmas gift, wouldn't it?
Oh, yes. There's no question about it. Absolutely. Great. Now I know what to get you, Meg.
I'm just thinking that'd be perfect. Perfect timing. Camellia.
But people like Skip Vogelsang, who's still coming on our show for our camellia show in the next couple of weeks. But he'll be there, I'm quite sure. And all the other members of the club to not only sell you the camellia, but tell you how to plant it, how to take care of it, where to put it, all the things you need to know.
I love it. All right, we'll be back after the news with Mike Wiggins and the Garden Line on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. The number again, 850-437-1620.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Biden tells other world leaders at the G20 summit in Brazil, history is watching what they do to fight climate change.
This is the single greatest existential threat to humanity if we do not deal with climate change. Our children, our great-grandchildren, our great-great-grandchildren their future is going to determine by what we do in the next 4 to 6 years.
The Trump administration and Republican Congress are expected to roll back some Biden-approved environmental policies and funding. 45 former lawmakers and pro-democracy activists in Hong Kong get jail terms up to 10 years under a law imposed by China.
They were prosecuted under a controversial national security law over their roles in an unofficial primary election. Prosecutors say their plan was to paralyze Hong Kong's pro-Beijing government.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. Germany's defense minister says two undersea European internet cables were deliberately cut. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 9:31 at News Radio 92.3. It's cloudy right now. We've got rain and 75 degrees across the area. And, well, going on right now, the Escambia County Board of Commissioners restructuring and installation meeting is happening. Stephen Stroberger being sworn in.
I, Stephen Stroberger.
I, Stephen Stroberger.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support, protect, and defend.
That I will support, protect, and defend.
The Constitution and government of the United States.
The Constitution and government of the United States.
And of the state of Florida.
And of the state of Florida.
And again, Stephen Stroberger being sworn in there to the Escambia County Board of Commissioners. And that meeting is going on right now. We're following that as it happens, and we'll have more on that here throughout the day. We are learning a little bit today about an investigation the Escambia County Sheriff's Office is looking into a shooting overnight at UWF.
We responded to Baptist Hospital reference to a shooting victim. This victim said that while at the University of West Florida, he was shot in the leg after a game, a basketball game, maybe. I'm not sure what game was going on. And so we're working that. It's an unknown assailant, according to the report that I got. There was a crime scene. There was blood in the parking lot of where they said it took place.
And Sheriff Chip Simmons there, he was on Pensacola's morning news here just a few hours ago. Not much is known yet about this shooting. There's no word currently on any possible suspects. 9:33 at News Radio. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 forecast.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. We will have heavy showers and thunderstorms as you go throughout your morning today. Temperatures going to be staying in the mid-70s. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping to 66 degrees. Showers come to an end as we head into the evening, and then we will be looking at some sunshine for Wednesday, high near 73 degrees. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 45 degrees. Looking much cooler by Thursday with sunny skies, high near 63. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And rain across the area. It's 75 degrees right now. Our next news at 10 o'clock. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Microsoft is previewing a new PC that's designed to connect corporate workers to their programs and files in the cloud. The Windows 365 Cloud Link is available in limited use in the U.S., Canada, and a handful of other countries. It will be for sale in a few markets at $349 in April. The number of Americans age 60 and older who lose $100,000 or more to fraud each year has more than tripled since 2020. That's according to the Federal Trade Commission. Older adults most commonly lose such large sums of money to investment scams like those involving cryptocurrency, as well as romance and imposter scams. Merck said a study showed that its injectable version of cancer drug Keytruda was not inferior to the currently approved intravenous formulation of its treatment, likely making it even more accessible and easier to administer. Stocks are moderately lower as Ukraine and Russia tensions intensify. Dow is down by more than 300 points. That's your money now.
And now, a step back in the news archives with the late John Appleyard on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
November the 19th, 1885, from Pensacola City Hall over Martin's Market, this is News Radio 1620. City Police Commissioner William Chipley has just announced that he and his commissioner's committee have met with County Commission Chairman William Boyd, and all have agreed that as of January the 1st, this area is to have a single Chief Peace Officer. Joseph Wilkins is to fill both the Pensacola Police Chief and County Sheriff roles with authority to supervise and direct deputy sheriffs and members of the revised police force, which Shipley says now will number about 25 men. The move is a major change, for over the past 60 years there have been marshals for both the city and the county. Now, Chipley and Boyd agreed that the efficiencies can be made and cost reductions, too, by having one well-recognized man caring for both positions. Wilkins will have offices at the new county courthouse and at the city jail. This is John Appleyard for News Radio 1620.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk with Meg and The Garden Line on Tuesdays with Mike Wiggins. It's great to see you here, Mike. And we're in the process of answering lots of questions this morning.
Oh, we're trying.
Okay.
We are trying. We appreciate the questions. We really do.
And if you happen to have a question for Mike, you can text it in at 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. So our next question was about the emergent.
Pre-emergent,
yes. Right. Hang on one second. Let me pull that up again.
Ooh. Yeah, I think she was trying to see if it was the right time.
Yes, she wanted to know if this was the time. Yes.
We have always kind of preached the sermon here on the Garden Line that pre-emergence needs to be done this time of year, mid-November and then mid-February. Put that 90 days between them. So, yes, it's a good time to do it. Now, obviously, this is... Don't do it if it's going to rain like it is today.
Right.
But it looks like once this rain is out of here, which is going to be, maybe late this afternoon or so, it's going to be beautiful weather over the weekend. That would be a fine time to do it.
Okay.
Absolutely. No question. Atrazine, Dimension, there are a lot of names out there, a lot of products that will inhibit weed growth. So you need to do it now, but you really do need to follow up. In February, it seems like in November is not really the time to go out and put weed killer on your yard. Wait till mid-February. That really isn't going to feel like the time to
right?
do it. But those are the best times to do it because keep in mind, you've got to get that material in the soil before the weed seeds germinate. Once they're up, once they're growing, the pre-emergence is not going to help. So you need to follow that schedule. And you'll be successful.
Okay, that sounds good.
Well, I'm going to say one thing.
Okay.
You're going to be successful. But none of these things are perfect, especially the pre-emergence and even the post-emergence weed killers. They're not perfect. You've got to do everything else right. Fertilize right. Mow it high. That is so important. That can choke out a lot of the weeds that do emerge. Watch out for fungus. Do all of those things that culturally are going to make for a healthy lawn. And the pre-emergence and even the post-emergence are just two other strategies that we use, none of which are perfect. But you put it all together, Meg, mm-hmm. and you can have a pretty nice lawn.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
That sounds great. Okay, so you had a list there that you were working from of a couple of things.
Oh, absolutely. Well, we still didn't finish the... True-false questions.
About, oh, that's right. That's
about,
right.
about what to do for a frost. And we're about done watering the plants. We don't water the leaves. We just water the soil. That's the best thing to do. But she ends up her article saying, don't forget, you can use recycled materials as frost protection, bed sheets, towels, buckets, cardboard boxes, as long as you can anchor them so they don't blow away. That's another strategy. And also, this goes a little bit back to what Lisa. I have a feeling Lisa's got a really nice small greenhouses, but you can build your own. I'm not sure that's my talent, but you can do it. They call it like a do-it-yourself hoop house. A hoop house has got PVC kind of in a half circle. And
okay.
then you can put your frost cloth or even your plastic over that to make your own greenhouse. Anchor it down with... bricks, stepping stones, what have you. And then you've got your little greenhouse. But what you want to do, especially if you put plastic over this greenhouse, is what we said a minute ago. You need to open it up once the weather warms up the next day so it doesn't burn things up. That temperature will get real high real quick.
Mm-hmm. That makes perfect that little sense. House. Yeah.
Okay, just two more. String lights for added warmth.
Oh.
You can string incandescent string lights. Don't use LED lights because they don't produce heat.
Mm-hmm.
But that gives you a gentle source of heat.
And looks beautiful, too.
It looks really kind of cool.
Yeah, I was going to say, that would look great.
Exactly. Last thing was long-term. If you've got a landscaping and you've got a northerly exposure,
mm-hmm.
which is going to mean you might have more damage in a 20-degree day, build you a kind of a windbreak. Plant a little hedge on the northern edge of that landscaping. And even she says, I've never seen this done, build some barriers. Put some hay bales, that
oh,
type
wow.
of thing.
Okay.
But anyway, so those are just some strategies. The last thing that Molly mentions in her article is, if you don't want to go to all of that trouble of protecting all those plants, plant things that are cold tolerant. That will take a 20-degree day. And there are a lot of landscaping plants that we use here in Pensacola that do that.
Hmm,
now,
okay.
I will say one last thing. Back in, somebody who's listening, help me here. I'm going to say in the 80s, we had the Christmas Eve freeze, went down to 9 degrees.
Oh, my gosh.
All bets are off.
Oh, shit, no kidding.
All bets are off.
Oh, my goodness.
Do the best you can. We had damage that year of things like Japanese yew,
oh.
St. Augustine grass.
Oh, heartbreaking.
It was horrible.
Yes.
So, in any event, not much one can do about that. But I call that the 100-year cold.
Right. Well,
I won't see it in my life.
Let's not see that again.
Let's don't see that again.
Well, we do have a question for you, Mike, that came in. Now, last week we talked, Gus had talked with us. He had these, it looks like he had rows of Sharon seeds. Remember, and he was talking about how he had tons to give away.
Oh, yeah, those beautiful.
Yes.
It's kind of, Rose of Sharon is a close cousin to hibiscus.
Yes.
And the blooms look like a hibiscus.
Well, so the person is asking, can you repeat the phone number from him from last week? Because they'd like to get a hold of those rows of Sharon seeds.
Did you keep that, Meg?
No,
I didn't.
No, I didn't write it down. So, Gus, if Gus is listening, can you email or text me at 850-437-1620 your number? Because we got some folks interested in picking up some
and
of those
seeds.
And he
was more than happy to share.
That's what he said.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, well, definitely, hopefully he can let us know. And if not, we'll try to see if we can track him down for you so that we have it for you next week.
Very good.
We'll do that. Okay, I've got another question for you.
Yeah, man.
All right. How do you care for or prepare elephant ears for winter?
Okay. I'm a big elephant ear fan.
I love the way they look.
I do, too. It just gives you I like to kind of put them in a corner. So you've got a fence, put them in the corner, and it fills up that corner. There are two types. Well, probably more than two, but there's a company down in South Florida. It's called Caladiums Florida. If you're going to buy elephant ears, Google that, and you will find they have beautiful elephant ear balls. Some of them as big as softballs.
Huh. And what's the site again?
Caladiums Florida.
Is that a C
Not
or a K?
Not Florida Caladiums. Caladiums Florida.
Is that with a C? Caladiums?
Yes.
C-A-L-A?
C-A-L-A-D-I-U-M.
Okay, exactly. Just checking. Okay.
No. I went to Florida State, so you got to, spelling's not real good.
No comment.
No, but anyway, that's a great place. Now, two types. One is the elephant ear kind of grows straight up,
mm-hmm.
and one where it sort of leans over, kind of droops over. I like the one that grows straight up, but they both do great in Pensacola. Now, what's going to happen, though, when we hit the cold weather, we get a freeze or so,
mm-hmm.
they're probably going to die back. Don't worry. It's going to look horrible. So what I do, I just cut them off when they start browning out, and they're going to do that. Some of mine are doing that already,
mm-hmm.
just because of the season. Cut them off low, and then they'll come back in the spring. You may think they're not coming back, but they will. And it's just a great plant for our area. And like I say, you can do your pruning on them almost any time because they're looking kind of rough. Yes.
All right. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, with the Garden Line with Mike Wiggins. Going to take a little break here, and we'll be right back. If you have a question, 850-437-1620.
Attention hunters, it's time to get better results for your food plots, and Barnes Feed Store has what you need to help make your hunting season a success. If you have soil sample results, bring it in and they'll point you in the right direction. Get your bags of pre-mixed seeds or single seeds, deer protein, rice bran, deer candy, and your headquarters for Pennington Rackmaster. Get your food plots right this year. Get over to Barnes Feed Store, a proud Pensacola tradition for over 65 years, in Ensland, Old Palafox, and in Molino on Highway 29.
So you're getting ready to sell your house and you've got everything figured out and you're on the verge of getting a contract and the buyer says, how old is your roof? You say 12 years. And they say, oh, I'm going to need you to replace that. Do you? They ask you, how old is your water heater? And you say, it's 7 years. And they say, I need you to replace that. Should you? The air conditioner is 10 years old. Do you need to replace that? Because of insurance, the way insurance is working in Florida, these are real things. People can't get insurance, or the insurance rate is dramatically affected by the fact that, for example, the age of these parts of your home. So it used to be you didn't have to think about this stuff. Nowadays, you do. The question is, what's normal? Well, that's why you have a good real estate agent, because your realtor should be able to help you walk through that and say, yes, you should replace that. It's worth the trade-off, or you shouldn't have to replace that, because they know exactly what the market is doing and what is normal. That's why you need a great real estate agent like Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty, 723-9158.
In the world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand these complications and have your back. Join us tomorrow, 10 o'clock, on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10 on News Radio 1620 92.3 FM.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Running right, lowers the shoulder, He fights into the end zone. Touchdown, Florida State.
The Seminoles keep climbing. We've got you covered with Florida State football all season long here on the Seminole Sports Network.
FSU takes on Charleston Southern at 12:30 on News Radio 92.3. Brought to you by Pensacola Hardware, All Season Service Network, A1 Auto Diesel Repair, DeFranco Gas, and Calvert's in the Heights.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before pep talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Meg with Pep Talk, and it's the Garden Line Tuesday with Mike Wiggins. And we had a question earlier because last week Gus had talked about rows of Sharon's seeds that he had available. Right. So Catherine, thank you so much. She texted in the number for us. So get your pencils out. The number for Gus, 850-549-5767, 850-549-5767. And a reminder from another listener to me, because I'm still a rookie, that I forgot to mention.
I know.
You can always go to our last week's podcast. You know, we post the podcast every day as soon as the show is over, and there's one for our show, which is the Pep Talk show. But Mike also has a special podcast section on our website, which is the Garden Line podcast.
What were we thinking?
I don't know. What was I thinking? That's such an obvious thing. You can always go back and listen to a previous podcast for information.
Let me tell you what I'm going to do.
Okay.
I want to, one more time, talk about that camellia sale.
Oh, good. Okay.
Because Catherine helped us out on that.
Yes.
Let's help Catherine out on this.
Thank you so much, Catherine.
Yeah, well, Catherine, you're great. Friday, December 6th, St. Christopher's Church, which is 3200 North 12th Avenue.
Can't miss it. The big, beautiful white church.
Oh, it's gorgeous. 9 to 4, Pensacola Camellia Club, selling camellias. And as I say, they sell camellias, but for free, they give you knowledge. And of course, if you live in a, say you just bought a home, I'm going to say, and I usually use this example, in North Hill. That's a good example. You bought a home in North Hill, which has got some gorgeous camellias, some of which go back decades and decades, and you have absolutely no idea what you've got, how to take care of them. They will come out to your house.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And when we come, when we have Skip on the show in a couple of weeks, we'll pin him down on that. And,
oh, that's phenomenal, because that helps so much. It's hard to describe or send pictures, but to see it in person makes all the difference.
Exactly. But some of those older ones, they've got many of those also planted out at the Camellia Garden at UWF, which is certainly worth a weekend trip out there to look at that, especially when they're blooming. So, because they are going to start blooming. just a personal note, I have a Sasanqua. I have it in a big pot, and it hasn't bloomed for 3 years. This was the year that I talked to it and told it, if you don't bloom this year, you're gone. I'm going to put something else in there. You know, guess what?
Did it.
It's blooming its heart out right now.
It just felt neglected.
It just needed a little chat, that's all.
Well, my sister now is a big believer. She talks to her plants every day.
Oh, really?
Absolutely. And she's got one of the prettiest gardens ever.
I bet. Also, talking about blooming Sasanquas, every time you come to work, Peg, we in front of the 1620, we've got, I didn't count them, but I bet it's 40 at least.
Really?
Sasanquas. And they some of them are blooming. Some of them are all budded up, ready to go. So that really puts on a great show. Just makes you feel good when you come to work.
Oh, yeah. Very nice. Very nice.
It is nice. Absolutely.
All right. What you got for us, sir?
Okay, let's do one. We don't have time for this, but we're going to try it anyway. Just a couple of to-do lists for November. One is planting deciduous trees.
Are you going to have to define deciduous?
Deciduous are... Those are trees that lose their leaves in the winter.
Okay.
And everything. And we won't list them now. We'll do that when we kind of get into the season. But you can plant it now. Their root systems grow while they're dormant, while the leaves are off. So this is a great time to do it. Not only is it better for the plant growth, but it reduces the shock. You buy a red maple in August, which you have in a pot. Our bald and burlap has the burlap around it. And you plant it then, you can, with that heat, you can go, and you don't get enough water on it, or don't plant it correctly, you can really have some problems. But if you get that tree planted now.
Okay.
And when I say now, November, December, January, February, mm-hmm. when it doesn't have any leaves, you're going to do much better.
Huh.
Much better.
That's a great tip.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. Also, insofar as your shade trees are concerned, like the red maples, a little pruning this time of year is good because you see it with no leaves, and you can kind of frame it up the way you want it to look. Now, there's rules that you have to follow insofar as cutting it off. You don't want to leave a long limb on there if you cut it off, and you don't want to cut too close to the tree trunk itself. There's what you kind of call is a growth right around that trunk. Kind of called a collar, if you will. Mm-hmm. You want to cut right at the collar.
In front of it or behind it?
Oh, in front of it.
In front of it,
okay. In front of it, exactly. So anyway, that's something you can do this time of year in November. And this is something else that's important. Remember we talked about bringing plants in for the winter,
as opposed
to taking a chance on the cold to get them? Well, a lot of people like the palms that the gentleman called about, and like my palms. But before you bring them in, what you can do is kind of acclimate them to the new location where they're going. After the break?
After the break,
sir. After the break, let's talk.
All right,
we'll
be back in just a few minutes on News Radio 92.3, The Garden Line on Pep Talk with Mike Wiggins.
Searching for the perfect Christmas gift? Stop by Pensacola Hardware for thoughtful, practical gifts that they'll love and use all year long. Shop local at our store in downtown Pensacola for hand-picked selections. From gourmet cookware like Le Creuset, Heston, Wusthof knives, to custom gift baskets, Yeti gear, and more. Whether it's an exclusive Pensacola ornament or the latest power tools, there's something for everyone on your list. Visit Pensacola Hardware at 20 East Gregory Street and make this holiday season one to remember.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
DeFranco Gas is your local expert in all things gas. Local Tom DeFranco & Company has been installing and servicing your gas-powered business and home needs for over 38 years and is here to help make your gas life easier. Tankless water heaters, gas grills, gas fireplaces, gas heating systems, and DeFranco Gas gets your home and business storm ready with installation and servicing of whole generator systems. All things gas. DeFranco Gas, your local gas service provider. Member of the Better Business Bureau. DeFrancoGas.com.
Join Dawn from Ochsner Novant Health, 65 plus, today at 10 with her guest, Sarah Kay, on the Pensacola Expert Panel. The topic will be answering common questions about senior health. Text or call in your questions to 850-437-1620. Join Dawn from Ochsner Novant Health, 65 plus, on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, News Radio Team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You're listening to Pep Talk with Meg, and it's The Garden Line with Mike Wiggins today. So many things that we've talked about this morning already.
We need another hour.
I know. I could just sit here with you all day,
Mike. We could do that. Well, we've got enough stuff here to talk about.
Well, this is the season because everything's changing right now.
Oh, it is.
And you've given some great tips on things to do right now.
Let's go to the house plant. Let's go to the palm. Let's go to the palm that you've got in a pot that you know below 32 degrees it's going to.
I have one that's sitting on my outside of my patio right now.
You're going to put it in the house.
Okay. When do you do that? When is the temperature right to pull it in?
Here's what you do. If you can gradually move it to less light and then move it into the house where there's even lesser light. Kind of gradually move it in.
Okay.
But a palm, for example, you want to put it in the sunniest spot in your house, you know, because that's what it's going to need. And it may react to that. A lot of times they'll go through a lot of plants will go through a shock. It's been out in the rain and you know, in the sun,
fresh air.
the fresh air, and you move it into the house. So just be very careful to try to put it in the right location. But if you can gradually let it acclimate to that lesser light, if you will. And also, a lot of times those outdoor plants have got a few varmints on them. You don't want to bring those in the house. I would recommend that you buy a little aerosol or pump spray of insecticidal soap.
Huh, okay.
And it's made, they package it for plants. It's organic. It's not toxic. And it will do a good job of cleaning up those plants that you're trying to move into the house.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah, so that's really kind of what you need to do.
Insecticidal soap.
Insecticidal soap.
Can't say that three times fast.
Exactly, exactly. So, okay, so one other thing we need to do, and we're going to talk more about this next week, do some planning. It's a great time to plant. Great time to plan, I should say. Get a piece of graph paper out of your grandchild's backpack and kind of draw out what you want to do. And one hint, and I say it's a hint, it's what I like to do. If I'm going to redo a flower bed, I just want something different and to make it curved, if you will. Get your garden hose and lay out your garden hose in the way you want that bed to look. That way you can kind of say, that's not exactly what I had in mind. I'm going to regroup. We'll talk more about that.
So we'll talk about some planning next week.
Well, we're also going to talk about you real quick. Fraser firs, Douglas firs, Noble firs, Scotch pines.
Yes, now is the time.
Next time.
All right, next week. Yes, sir.
Christmas
Thank you, Mike
trees.
Wiggins with The Garden Line. This is News Radio 92.3, and this is Meg with Pep Talk, informative, local, dependable. We'll be back in just a few minutes after the news.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
Marveled at myself. I couldn't believe I'd finally gotten to this point in my life, and it's something Gina knows that I've wanted to do my forever, like little boys want to do. And I would just so...
FEMA is under scrutiny in the House.
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
FEMA's focus should remain on helping communities respond to and recover from natural disasters.
Republican Sam Graves is the first of two House hearings today probing
political initiatives like exacerbating the crisis at the southern border, climate change, or picking and choosing which homes to canvas based on political signs.
But FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell just told lawmakers responding to hurricanes Milton and Helene,
we help all survivors, all people, obtain all of the assistance that they are qualified for under the law. And misinformation was making that work much more difficult.
For the 1,000th day, Russia's war against Ukraine rages.
Putin is focused on winning this war. He will not stop on his own.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky at Europe's parliament this morning asking for more military help as Russia claims six missiles Ukraine launched today targeting Russian weapon storage were the American long-range missiles President Biden authorized over the weekend, prompting Russia's leader Vladimir Putin to sign a new doctrine today, allowing him to use nuclear weapons if a nuclear power like the U.S. is involved in an attack using conventional weapons. This as the AP reports Iran is upping the nuclear ante, boosting its stockpile of uranium enriched to near weapons-grade levels. At the summit of G20 nations today, President Biden pledged $4 billion to the World Bank Fund for poor countries.
I urge us to keep faith and keep going.
Speaking to G20 leaders at his final summit in office, President Biden also said the world must not back away from investing in clean energy.
This is the single greatest existential threat to humanity if we do not deal with climate change.
Well, that's Fox's Jared Halpern reporting. Meanwhile, we're just getting news that President-elect Trump, Fox has learned, is going to nominate Howard Lutnick as Commerce Secretary. Lutnick is the CEO of Cantor Fitzgerald. America's listening to Fox News.
Everywhere you look, things are getting more expensive. So at Consumer Cellular, we're lowering the price for those 50 and up. Now you can get unlimited talk, text, and data for $30 a line when you buy two. That's just $60 a month for two unlimited lines. So if you're 50 and up, make the switch and save. Come on, you've earned this. Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com today. Requires two lines of service, age validation, and credit approval subject to system and area limits, taxes, and other fees apply.
The holidays mean more travel, more shopping, and more personal info in more places that could expose you more to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second. If your identity's stolen, their U.S.-based restoration specialists will fix it guaranteed or your money back. Don't face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or financial losses alone. Get more holiday fun and less holiday worry with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code CLAY. Visit LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
Good morning, 10:03 at News Radio 92.3. This hour, the Escambia Board of Commissioners holding their installation and reorganization meeting. Commissioners Steven Stroberger being sworn in. This is Clerk of Court and Comptroller Pam Childers reading his commission. Well, maybe I don't have that.
I, Steven Stroberger.
I, Steven Stroberger.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support, protect, and defend.
That I will support, protect, and defend.
The Constitution and government of the United States.
The Constitution and government of the United States.
And of the state of Florida.
And of the state of Florida.
That is State Attorney Ginger Bowden-Madden administering the oath of office and the loyalty oath. Again, that is for new County Commissioner Steven Stroberger, sworn in here in the last hour. Also sworn in over the last hour, Commissioner Lumen May, sworn in for another term. Commissioner Ashley Hofberger, sworn in, and Commissioner Stephen Barry, sworn in during this meeting. And they'll be doing their reorganization here in the next hour. There is some concern in one Escambia County neighborhood after several registered sex offenders moved into a home near a school bus stop. Residents in the La Brisa neighborhood voiced some concerns to our news partners at Channel 3. The five sex offenders are living in a single home on the 2800 block of Red Oak Drive. Some parents are concerned about their kids waiting outside of that home for the school bus.
I don't want kids standing on the corner for a sexual predator to even look out the window. I don't want my grandkids being watched by a sexual predator from their house.
That home is managed by Reentry Alliance Pensacola, who says the house is over 1,000 feet away from the bus stop, as required by law.
And they also say the five people living in the home have all completed their court-ordered probations. No incidents have been reported. It's 10:05 at News Radio, and let's get a look at our Channel 3 weather.
We will have heavy showers and thunderstorms as you go throughout your morning today. Temperatures going to be staying in the mid-70s. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping to 66 degrees. Showers come to an end as we head into the evening, and then we will be looking at some sunshine for Wednesday, high near 73 degrees. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 45 degrees. Looking much cooler by Thursday with sunny skies, high near 63. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And right now it's rainy, 75 degrees around the area. Our next news at 10:30 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay.
Mayor D.C. Reeves, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Andrew, glad to be here.
Andrew McKay, mornings at 5.
It's time to talk with our good friend Mike Woodley, Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, welcome back to the show, sir.
I'm glad I don't have to say that real fast every day. Good morning.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 before pep talk.
Julio Diaz always gets us up to speed on the movies that are coming out. Julio, welcome back, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Ochsner Novant Health 65+.